From news across the world to events in your community, hear about it all on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center, our fabulous producer on the other side of the glass, taking care of the archives. Anytime somebody's on Sunrise, he makes sure that it appears shortly thereafter on the WKOK podcast page. So we appreciate that. Matt Cotrillo is literally clackety-clacking over in the newsroom. He's keeping the winter net up to date. We have a half a dozen school districts in the broad region on two-hour delays, but we don't have any delays from the big three around here. Sealands Grove, Lewisburg, and Shikellamy all running normally today without any delays. Danville did go on a two-hour delay, and you can read that full internet list at WKOK.com. Well, I'm so glad to say that some of the members of the Shikellamy Forensic Drama Team are here. They just did a statewide winning performance of Laramie Project. Their director is here, Ellen Boyer, and to all of you, I just say welcome. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Well, as my
good morning.
Congratulations, Destiny. Congratulations. What's your reaction to a statewide first place win?
It was really exciting. Let's see.
Well, what did you do when you found out you won first place?
Freaked out.
Freaked out. Okay.
We cried a lot and had a big group hug.
Yeah.
All right. With Destiny Lopez. What grade are you in, Destiny?
I'm a sophomore.
All right. And Anna, reaction. First place in all of Pennsylvania. You are one of the best performers in the state.
Yeah. I shot out of my seat, and then I ugly cried a lot.
I'm sorry, that's a new reference on me, but I know exactly what it is. I've seen it. I haven't seen yours, but I've seen it elsewhere. Okay. Let me ask you this, Anna, while you're at the mic. Why perform? Why act?
Especially with this story, it was incredibly important to all of us to try to make an impact. When we went into this, it wasn't about winning the tournament. Mm-hmm. It was about the message that we were telling.
Absolutely.
And the impact we could have on our audience.
All right, well, I want to ask about Destiny. What's that message? What's the impact? What does Laramie Project send to an audience?
Let's see. That the... What's going on still to this day? All the violence and the fighting doesn't need to be done if we could just accept one another.
All right, Derek, what's the premise of Laramie Project? Give us a real quick summary, please.
It's the story of Matthew Shepard, a young gay college student who was beaten to death in Laramie, Wyoming. And then it's just really about the nation's reaction to this murder.
All right. And what grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
All right. And Anna, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
A junior. Okay. And as a senior, why perform? And tell us about this connection to this story that you seem to develop.
The story was really important. It gives out a really wonderful message that I know impacted the audience that saw it. I don't think I've ever heard as many sniffs from an auditorium as I did during this show. There weren't many dry eyes.
Well, very evocative play. Did it move you? Could you
absolutely
feel this? Explain to our audience. I've never experienced it. I've never acted. But I've seen actors. It's almost like a trance or a zone. Describe that.
Well, once you get on stage and you have the lights and the costumes and everything, it just kind of... it's almost like a transportation to something else, and it's, you really get to exist as the character, and it's really incredible sometimes how that can really make a deep impact on you.
Ellen described this transportation, as he called it, to really something else. I think he's onto something, really.
It truly is, yes. And this particular piece, and one of the reasons why I wanted to do it, it is actually based on a theater company. The Tectonic Theater Project, Moises Kaufman, they actually went to Laramie, Wyoming, six different times in the year following Matthew Shepard's brutal attack and subsequent death. And they interviewed everyone they could contact within the town, of varying opinions on the subject, people who were directly related to the incident, doctors, the police, the young policewoman who found him and was the first on the scene, the young man who discovered his body and called the police, all of the characters within, and people who were extremely bigoted toward homosexuality and the entire situation, and people who were very sympathetic. And then they created this play based on what was said in the interviews and their reactions to it. So with the students, what we tried to do very strongly was to approach this from a standpoint of you've got to live as these characters because these are real people. Their words were taken directly from the interviews. This is exactly what they felt, exactly how they interpreted the situation and reacted to it. And so we tried to approach it with a real sense of truthfulness and honesty. And I think some of the hardest things were taking the negative, the bigoted characters, and being able to portray them without with honesty and truthfulness and humanity as well. I think that was the hardest thing for many of the students was to have to play some of those very negative characters as well. And everybody had an opportunity, I think, within the show to have somebody who was on one side and the other at the same time. So, and what was so wonderful on Saturday was every single judge made some comment about how honest and how truthful their portrayals were and how genuine their emotions were. And that was what we really worked hard on, was not only understanding the script, but bringing a real truthfulness to it.
How good are these kids?
They're fantastic. They are just amazing. And their hearts were open. Their minds were open. And they approached this story with a great deal of passion and love. And they worked so well as an ensemble. The whole piece is give and take, back and forth. It wasn't about who had the most lines or who had the most time on stage. It was really how can we work together to bring this story to light.
What do you all think of Ellen?
She's fantastic. We love her.
Nothing about her.
Yeah, I think we have to give credit where it is due. I mean, she can conjure up talent in students that they have no idea is in there. So
lot of them have heard me say that. I see something in you that you don't even know is there. And one of our, I try with the competition play to have it not be all juniors and seniors. So I like to have some sophomores and some freshmen. I like to have it span the 4 years of high school so that they learn as they come up through. And one of our biggest transformations, I think, was a freshman, Louis Berrios, who plays, he actually plays Aaron Kreifels, the young man who discovered Matthew's body tied to the fence. And then he also plays Russell Henderson, one of the perpetrators who was involved in the crime, who finally feels guilty and actually pleads guilty and is very remorseful. So, and Lewis had a wonderful transformation as a young actor and really discovered the talent that I saw in him as an eighth grader last year. But he didn't realize it was there. So it was wonderful to see each and every one of them grow through the whole process of, and a play like this is something more dramatic, maybe something that we wouldn't necessarily do as a public performance or as one of our fall play shows, but we can take it into this competitive situation and delve even deeper into some very difficult subject matter sometimes.
Anyone wish to elaborate on what she's talking about, this idea of seeing something in young people that maybe you don't see or recognize yourself?
Yeah, I can speak to that very well. I came to Schick as a freshman and had not even thought ever began to, you know, think about doing theater. And then I had Miss Boyer for freshman honors English, and she was on my case to get into it. And I fought her kicking and screaming the entire way. She tried to get me involved in the competition play that year, and I'm like, yeah, maybe. And then I just like wouldn't show up, and like I'm like, nope, not doing it. And then I got suckered into doing the musical, and there's something called the theater bug. and it's when you fall in love with it.
It's a good virus to get.
Yes, yeah. Oh, no, it hit me hard.
I need to elaborate on this idea that she saw something in you, Destiny.
Well, everybody knows I can sing. That's that.
Yeah, words up. Winner of the Valley's Got Talent.
Yes. Well, I never thought that I could branch out. Well, obviously, I would end up. But I never thought that I would love theater so much as I do and want to be there every single day to grow more and more. From the beginning, I liked it, but I was like, I'm never going to do this. I don't know why I'm here. Why is she bothering me? And slowly,
I found Destiny is a seventh grader, so she's been in this a long time.
And slowly, as time went on, I just began to love the art and the people and just Ms. Boyer herself.
And so you hang out backstage between classes?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. That's, if you can take a nap on the couch on a set.
Oh, already have.
You're in. You're hooked for life.
During, yeah, there are prime spots, boy.
During Fiddler, there was a bed. That was handy.
Oh, yeah. I remember when we did, what's the one with the stack and stack and stack of mattresses?
Oh, Once Upon a Mattress.
Once Upon a Mattress. You had a mattress so people would sleep on the very top mattresses about 10 feet up. Derek, can I ask you to do just a few lines to conjure up some of this talent that's in you, just a couple of lines from the Laramie Project, winner, first place, statewide competition for drama in high school.
It has been stated that my son Matthew was against the death penalty. This is wrong. Matt believed that there were times and incidents that justified the death penalty. I, too, believe in the death penalty. I would like nothing better than to see you die, Mr. McKinney. However, this is the time to begin the healing process, to show mercy to somebody who refused to show any mercy. Mr. McKinney, I'm going to give you life as hard as it is for me to do because of Matthew. May you have a long life, and may you thank Matthew every day for it.
Wow, nicely done. The judge in the case?
That was Dennis Shepard.
That was Matthew's father.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, you played Dennis Shepard. All right. Well, we're just about out of time. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I see the inspiration that's in you and that Ellen has given you. Let's talk about a couple of other things really quickly. Blue, Maroon, and White, that the public can go see the competition, the drama competition, the forensics competition.
Yeah, this is forensics. This is speech and debate. And we have, I think, almost 30 schools coming to Shikellamy. This is the 47th year of the Blue, Maroon, and White tournament. There are probably going to be about 300-plus students there competing throughout the day and celebrating all kinds of speech and debate events. And then the following weekend... That's this Saturday.
At the high school. So think like 9 to 5, something like that, if you want to. And somebody can go sit in the back row at the...
They could come in. I mean, it's... The competitions are in the classrooms, but they certainly could see these students in action, and it is quite amazing. And actually, Anna and another member of our team are going to be performing at the school board meeting on Thursday evening. They're going to feature the forensics team at that public meeting. And then the following weekend, Shikellamy Theater's alive and well in January. We're doing an encore performance of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, the show we did in August. A lot of people missed it because it was a busy weekend there in August. So we brought it back for four performances, January 17th, 18th, and 19th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, January 20th at 2 o'clock p.m. Derek plays Linus, Anna plays Lucy, and Destiny plays Sally. And it is just a delightful, fun, laugh-filled 2 hours. It's perfect for the entire family. Bring grandma and grandpa. Bring all the kids. It'll be a great, great time.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. We're out of time. Time constraints, but I really, really appreciate all you're doing and all you're doing.
Thank you.
And all you've done. And good luck and congratulations. Just keep it going. It's so inspiring to hear these great Shikellamy kids. Destiny Lopez here, a sophomore. Anna Wiest is a junior at Shikellamy High High School. Derek Matthews, a senior at the school. Ellen Boyer is their director. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.